Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Disarming the Narcissist, Surviving and Thriving with the Self-Absorbed by Wendy T. Bihari is a self-help and clinical psychology book focused on understanding and managing relationships with narcissistic people. Rather than treating narcissism only as a label for difficult behavior, the book approaches it as a pattern shaped by insecurity, shame, defensiveness, and a strong sensitivity to criticism. Bihari, a clinician with a background in schema therapy, translates psychological concepts into practical guidance for family members, partners, co-parents, and professionals who must interact with self-absorbed individuals. The book is designed to help readers communicate more effectively, reduce escalation, and protect their own emotional well-being without becoming passive or overly accommodating. Its central value lies in combining empathy with boundary setting, offering a framework that is both psychologically informed and usable in everyday conflict. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding narcissism as a defensive structure rather than simple arrogance. A major contribution of the book is its explanation of narcissism as a protective system built around fragility, not merely vanity or selfishness. Bihari presents narcissistic behavior as a response to shame, fear of criticism, and a threatened sense of self. That framing matters because it helps readers interpret grandiosity, entitlement, anger, and lack of empathy as defensive reactions that often hide vulnerability. This does not excuse harmful conduct, but it does explain why direct confrontation often backfires. The book also describes a tension between the person's inner experience and the persona they project, which can create confusing relationships marked by charm one moment and hostility the next. By making this psychological structure visible, the book gives readers a more realistic map of the behavior they are dealing with and a better basis for choosing how to respond. Secondly, using empathic communication to reduce escalation and increase influence. The book emphasizes that effective communication with narcissistic people usually depends on lowering defensiveness before trying to change behavior. Instead of arguing facts or challenging ego directly, Bihari recommends validating legitimate concerns, acknowledging feelings, and choosing language that avoids unnecessary triggers. This approach is not about agreeing with distortions or surrendering boundaries. It is about increasing the chance that the other person can actually hear the message. The practical reason for this strategy is simple, highly defensive people often respond to criticism with counterattack, denial, or withdrawal, which makes problem solving impossible. The book therefore teaches readers to anticipate hot button issues, stay calm, and use a measured tone that preserves the conversation. This is one of the book's most distinctive ideas because it treats communication as a tactical and relational skill rather than a moral contest. The aim is not to win an argument, but to create conditions where influence is possible. Thirdly, setting boundaries without getting pulled into power struggles. Another central topic is boundary setting, especially for readers who feel drained by repetitive conflict or manipulation. Bihari shows that people in these relationships often become trapped in cycles of over-explaining, defending themselves, or trying to finally earn understanding. The book argues that this usually deepens the power struggle and leaves the non-narcissistic person feeling more depleted. Instead, it encourages clear limits, concise statements, and consistent follow-through. Boundaries are presented not as punishment, but as a way to protect mental health and maintain self-respect. This distinction is important because many readers struggle with guilt when they begin to say no. The book also stresses that boundaries become especially necessary when behavior becomes abusive, exploitative, or unsafe. In that sense, the guidance is practical rather than idealistic. It recognizes that better communication has limits and that some situations require stronger distance or disengagement. Fourthly, schema awareness and self-reflection in the person dealing with narcissism. The book is notable for bringing schema therapy concepts into the discussion, especially by encouraging readers to examine their own patterns in the relationship. Bihari suggests that people who remain stuck with narcissistic partners or relatives may have long-standing themes such as caretaking, approval-seeking, or difficulty asserting needs. This makes self-reflection an essential part of the process because it helps readers see why they keep over-functioning, minimizing problems, or returning to the same conflicts. The book does not place blame on the non-narcissistic person. Rather, it shows how old emotional templates can make them more vulnerable to manipulation or burnout. By identifying personal schemas, readers can distinguish between present-day facts and older reactions that may be getting activated. That insight broadens the book beyond advice for handling narcissists. It becomes a guide to understanding one's own relational habits and building a sturdier internal position, which is necessary for consistent boundary setting and clearer decision-making. Lastly, when the relationship is co-parenting, abusive, or requires safety planning, The third edition expands the book's relevance by addressing more difficult contexts, including co-parenting, aggressive behavior, abuse, divorce, and the impact on children. These editions acknowledge that narcissistic dynamics are not confined to awkward conversations or difficult marriages. They can affect legal decisions, parenting arrangements, and personal safety. The book, therefore, moves beyond generic coping advice and offers a more serious framework for situations where minimizing conflict is not enough. Readers are encouraged to think about risk, legal and practical limits, and the welfare of children who may be caught in the middle of unstable dynamics. This is an important dimension because it prevents the book from sounding like a universal fix. Instead, it recognizes that some relationships require careful planning, external support, and a readiness to draw the line. That realism gives the book credibility in a crowded self-help field, where advice is often too optimistic about changing entrenched personality patterns. In conclusion, Disarming the Narcissist is best suited for readers who regularly deal with highly defensive, self-centered, or emotionally manipulative people and need guidance that is both practical and psychologically grounded. That includes partners, ex-partners, adult children, parents, co-parents, therapists, and professionals who must communicate without escalating conflict. The book is especially useful for readers who want more than a list of warnings about narcissism and are looking for a workable strategy for conversation, boundary setting, and self-protection. Its main benefit is that it reframes difficult interactions in a way that reduces confusion, instead of assuming every conflict can be solved by direct confrontation. It explains why empathy, timing, and limits matter. What makes it stand out from many other books on narcissism is its clinical precision and its refusal to dehumanize the person with narcissistic traits while still taking harm. It does not promise easy transformation. Instead, it offers a realistic approach for surviving the relationship more wisely, protecting one's own needs, and deciding when engagement is no longer safe or productive. For readers who want actionable insight rather than sensationalism, it is a strong and credible guide. If you would like to support Wendy T. Bihari LCSW, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.